KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, it's time to bring some friends back into studio. Once a month, we get a chance to catch up with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. In studio with us, Jen and Paula. Well, you know, if you could see what happens in studio, I'm unwrapping a case of water and hoping it doesn't fall on the floor as we speak. But there, ladies, if you're thirsty, there's about 30 bottles of water.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? Seriously, though, off the air, before we went on, one of the things that came up was this past weekend's message from Pastor Skip Heitzig at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And I would encourage you to go back calvarynm.church and go back and listen to that. Maybe you already heard it. Go back and listen to it again. And Paula, if you don't mind me not calling you out, but I know you were encouraged by hearing the message. Tell me what encouraged you the most.
Yeah, definitely. What encouraged me the most is that Pastor Skip dedicated an entire service based off of just abortion and the sacrifices that are happening in this modern age with abortion, modern day, you know, sacrifices.
And it's not a new thing. I mean,
no, it's not a new thing. Yeah. And so the fact that he addressed such important points on abortion was encouraging to me, because that is a subject that no one wants to discuss.
Yeah.
You know, every time I go to dinner or talk to a friend or catch up with a friend, they always ask me, how is CareNet? And I have to be mindful, like, okay, this is a, you know, the conversations that I have with people in regards to CareNet, they're heavy conversations.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, you're on the front lines. Mm-hmm. We said this before. You know, you're not somewhere, you know, off the battlefield.
Right.
You're right up there in a really dark place where lives are being lost and people are making decisions, you know, that impact not only the life of the child, but their life.
Their own life. It impacts them for the rest of their lives. So that battle is real. And just to the fact that there were people that came up to our kiosk this weekend, that was encouraging, because you could feel and see that it was a heavy subject to cover.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe hit home brought more clarity to the issue with some people than they've mm-hmm. ever had before. This is real. It's not
It is very real.
Yeah, it's not just a talking point.
No, there are generations that are being severed. And I will say this, it's so neat, because God always has a way to bless us in what we do. And I will say that I was able to see a gal that I prayed for a while, and to just see the fruit out of those prayers was pretty spectacular.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know, again, dealing with what you deal with. Thank God for those praise reports and stories that are encouraging. You know, recently, and you know what I'm going to bring up here, no real science connected to it, but when we were talking about it on the air, and I don't remember if I brought up abortion as being connected to it, but recently I was talking with someone else on the air about, you know, the poor level of education here in the state of New Mexico, how they, mm-hmm. you know, they rank nationally, and there's statistics showing that there's a great reduction in students. I forget if it was APS or New Mexico statewide. And, you know, part of that being parents choosing different ways to educate was kind of where we were mm-hmm. going with that. Part of me wondered, too, you know, are we at a point, because abortion has been so prevalent in the state of New Mexico for so many years, and now is even more so than before Roe versus Wade was overturned. Mm-hmm. You know,
it is.
We're killing off future students, mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason we're seeing a decline there. You know, we almost always go here, but I always want to go here because many people aren't aware of all the different things that Carinet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque do. And let me do this. If we have time, we'll talk in specifically about some of those areas people may go, oh, I didn't know they did that. But carinetabq.com is the website. And we're going to talk about another website here in just a few minutes set up by Carinet as well. However, as far as how heavy the topic can be, let's go to the fun part. Let's go to an upcoming event to raise funds to help save lives. But it's the annual Laugh for Life. It's just around. It's like 2 weeks away.
It's literally 2 weeks away, Steve. I feel like we pushed it back to November this year. And in my mind, I'm like, wow, I have some extra time. That's not the case. It's already November. but yeah, November 7th, our Laugh for Life will be here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we got to September, you know, we were through the fair, the balloon fiesta. Soon we'll have all the harvest and I call it fall vestaween because then you're offending everyone or making everyone happy.
I never heard that before.
Fall vestaween. That is cute.
But, you know, we're going to go through that. And then, you know, obviously Thanksgiving's here, Christmas and the new year. I mean, it's, you know, it's the time of year that goes so fast. And we're, here we are. The leaves are changing. Weather, by next week, we're going to be like 10 degrees cooler. It's already feeling that way outside. But November 7th, just 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. And if people go to the website at carinetabq.com and click on the partner with us, I believe is right place to go, you'll find information. But Jennifer, tell us about this year's Laugh for Life.
Yeah, so Laugh for Life is a fundraiser that is dedicated to sponsoring our medical mobile unit. And our medical mobile unit is so important. First and foremost, it's the only medical mobile unit that we have in the state. And so we are in high demand.
The only pro-life or the only medical mobile unit?
The only pro-life medical mobile unit, So we have definitely a ton of alternative health, medical services, but the only pro-life medical mobile unit in the state that we take out to the abortion clinics when we can. The one thing I would say, and it's not a takeaway from Law for Life, but we are currently praying for a medical mobile unit director for that particular center. So we do consider it a center, even though it is on wheels. It provides everything that our normal centers would provide when it comes to medical. The only thing that we don't have in there is a baby boutique, obviously. But we are praying right now for a medical mobile unit director. And we always say that we could fill the position. That's not a problem with a warm body, but we never do that at CareNet. We always pray. And we are very intentional about who we place in that position because it is spiritual warfare daily when you're sitting outside the abortion clinics.
Can you speak to someone who hears and go, oh, really?
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, give us a look at their, you know, walk through their day, a typical day in the mobile unit.
Yeah. So our medical mobile unit director is a part-time position, and we want to dedicate that to serving at the abortion facilities. We also take it on outreach. So there are opportunities where we partner with local organizations or schools, and we attend health fairs so that way we can educate the community and remind them that we are a resource and we are here. We have partnered with APS this year, which is a prayer that has been answered, and we've been able to be at health fairs in September, October, and, you know, rounding out the year with just a lot of different events that we get invited to. And some of the events, we take our medical mobile unit simply for advertisement because there's not enough time to provide medical.
Yeah.
However, we do try to provide medical services when we go out to the community, if it's a event that's 4 hours or more, because you just never know who's going to be there and what they might encounter. Plus, our medical mobile unit director also helps to just provide additional services for the centers as well. So if there's a need at a center that might not have a medical you know, yes, medical services, we can take our medical mobile unit. We also help other pregnancy centers throughout the state who are simply a pregnancy resource center but do not offer medical services, don't have that ability. We can partner with them as well.
So it goes tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a busy center.
Yeah. And did we mention ultrasound on the...
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. Yeah. So everything that we provide medically, which is pregnancy tests, STI testing, and our ultrasounds can be done on our medical mobile unit.
Yeah. And to any extent, counseling, on-site counseling?
Sure can. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We do provide client advocacy on that unit as well.
Hey, does it need appointments or are there any open spots on the calendar?
Yeah, there's definitely appointments. If we go out into the community and we're at events, then that's definitely a walk-up basis.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely
have any. Maybe someone's listening.
Absolutely.
That would be perfect for... Who might be considering that?
You can always call our phone and submit a request, and we can certainly get a hold of you. If you're needing an appointment, typically our medical mobile unit is really 95% walk up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're out in the community, they're ready to give the services.
Now, is that phone number 505-880-8373?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're like, I would like to have that medical mobile unit at our event.
Absolutely. Please call
and see if you can make that happen. 505-880-8373. And now I found that through the website, carenetabq.com. Partner with us and just click on contact.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us. Scroll down. It's kind of towards the bottom. You'll find the phone number or a way to connect with them via email, filling in the various fields. But all right. And one of the other things we wanted to make sure we talked about, let me actually just kind of tease what we'll get into the next segment, the new donor site that's set up and what that's all about, and some training that's coming up that we want to make sure the listener knows about as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies, can you hang out?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to take a break and come back with more with Paula and Jen from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're continuing our conversation. Paula and Jennifer are here from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We mentioned the Laugh for Life coming up November 7th. You'll find the date on the website at carenetabq.com, and then click on Partner with Us and under the events, or scroll down and you'll find the events that are listed there, including the Laugh for Life November 7th. Always a lot of fun. And I forget, did you mention in the first segment who's coming?
No, I did not. So our comedian this year is Nazareth, and he's absolutely hilarious. I encourage you guys to go look him up on YouTube. Super funny gentleman, Middle Eastern. So he has, of course, a lot of funny jokes about all that. But he's great. Yeah.
And we, it's a great way to support the mobile unit we mentioned, which is one of the centers CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, that is one of them. And what we didn't cover, and we haven't actually probably in a while, list off all the different places people will find CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Yeah, so we have five locations. You're talking about locations, right?
Yeah.
We have five locations. We have one in Rio Rancho, one in East Mountains, Edgewood area, Los Lunas, Albuquerque, and then, of course, our medical mobile unit. Yeah.
Okay, and I teased going into this, going out of the last segment into this one, the new website that is set up. It's so funny because over the years when we come on the air, I finally got it down, carenetabq.com, and I'd always accidentally say org. and now there's a reason to go to org, Jennifer.
Yeah, so we actually launched our brand new donor website. We are so excited. It's been something that we've been praying for over the last few years, and it was able to come to fruition this summer, and we had to make some tweaks and just make sure things were ironed out. But now we have a beautiful donor website that people can go to and look at all things CareNet when it comes to volunteering, when it comes to the needs of the centers, individual centers, what our mission and vision is, things that we're doing out in the community, our events, volunteer opportunities, employment opportunities. So many different things. And it's moved away from our actual client page. So that way we can add more things to it.
All right. So we encourage you to go check that out. Karen, and actually, if you go to CareNetABQ.com, click on partner with us, you're going to end up on the donor page.
Yes.
But you'll find all the information we mentioned, including the Laugh for Life information and some training coming up. Now, is that for volunteers, staff? What are you doing?
That's as an organization. So one of the things that we are always striving, Steve, is to how to reach her better, how to reach her best, how to, from the moment she calls or reaches out to CareNet till she leaves the building, and how to take, how to touch base with her, how to build that relationship with her. So we are gearing up for some training. Actually, I'm going to be going to Omaha, Nebraska for a few days with my lead nurse and my client services director. We're going to go train on new methods so that we can bring it back to Albuquerque and train our client advocates and our staff.
All right. And if someone wants to be a part of that, I'm guessing the phone number that we talked about earlier, would that be?
Yes, you can call that number. Absolutely. They will guide you to the right person. We just want to make sure that we're relevant to her in these days, because we no longer can do things that work for us. We need to do things that work for her. And it has always been about her. It's all CareNet has always been about how to reach her best, how to serve her best, how to give her life affirming choices, for her not to feel alone, for her not to feel like there's no way, no other way. Well, we want to give her those life affirming choices. And we also want to equip our staff and our volunteers to never have the opportunity to let her go and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, I shoulda said this, I shoulda said that. So we want to equip our team with confidence when they're in that room with her.
And as we were having that conversation, we mentioned the number I gave out earlier, and I heard you yelling at the radio, what number? If you just tuned in, let me give that out. 505-880-8373 to find out more about the training coming up. If you need, any of the questions answered that we cover in our discussion here on a monthly basis. And I, you know, listen, we just walked through that portion where you're talking about connecting with her.
Absolutely.
And that is primary, honestly, because that's mostly who you're going to see walk through your doors. I get that. We've talked about in the past, and I know it's worth mentioning how important it is, the work that you do to reach out to him.
Absolutely.
Because of how much sway his thoughts on dealing with an unplanned pregnancy, an unscheduled pregnancy, however you want to say it, because I always hesitate saying that, because God weaves that life, and he knew it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that he didn't know.
There's a book by Victoria Robinson that's it's called They Lied to Us. And she also has a book for men, and it says They Lied to Us Too.
Yeah.
And it is a book specifically with men's stories about their abortion. And so I would highly recommend those two books, because they are part of the healing process. And that is something even Pastor Skip talked about, you know, having post-abortive care, something that CareNet offers as well. So if you find yourself carrying this
burden,
hurt, burden, secret, give us a call. We would love to be able to walk that journey with you as well, and give you the tools. And just, I love that God's word says, you know, it sets us free. You know, when we bring things to the light, there's no more power that, and God uses it. God will use what the enemy meant for evil. He will use it for good. And I love that we see restoring stories from women that have come and men that have come to say, you know, no more. I'm not going to let this abortion, you know, that I had 15, 20 years ago.
Define
who she is or who he is.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here.
There's healing to be had.
There is healing. Yeah. So anyhow, those two books by Victoria Robinson, They Lied to Us and They Lied to Us Too, is one for women and one for men.
You know, for those that hear, you know, the call to come for healing,
mm-hmm.
You know, come for insight before you make a decision, mm-hmm. and think it'd be so hard to go and do that. The truth is, what you're going to deal with if you don't is going to be more difficult to walk mm-hmm. through. And I think, you know, you deal with it every day, so you understand better than I do those feelings mm-hmm. that people have and the reasons they give themselves for not choosing to connect with the Pro Abundant Life Center, like the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. However, let me encourage you in this, and Paula, correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to, you know, regardless of the hurts, it's going to be better dealt with through the assistance that's available through CareNet Pregnancy Centers.
And you know what? You know, we're 100% funded by private donors. We don't get any government funding. So because of the obedience of his people, because of generous donors that just want to, you know, they believe in the mission and vision of CareNet.
Yeah.
They give, and hence why we are able to see more lives come through the doors.
Yeah.
Our lights are on, our water is running, our rents are paid. We can see more women and men come through our doors. And I will say this, Steve, thus far, year to date, we are a little over 300, actually 400 babies have been saved this year alone at CareNet.
That's huge.
Yeah, so that's awesome. We're not even to the end of the year. We still have a quarter left.
It's 40 babies. That's like more than a baby a day.
Yeah.
So every day, I would say,
every day you're showing up to work and a life's getting saved.
Mm-hmm. There's generations being saved at CareNet. Yeah. And we are at a place right now, you know, we still have a quarter left. Our numbers are looking so good in regards to how many women and men we are seeing. We usually see about 4,500 men and women a year. But you know what? We're already passing 4,000, and we still have 3 more months to go.
All right. And if you want to find out more, let me give the website again. It's carenetabq.com. And then the donor page is carenetabq.org. I want to go to a place we haven't actually, we talked a little bit about today when we talked about the need for a medical mobile unit center director.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But on the website, on the carenetabq.org, under employment, we talked about this a few times in the last year,
mm-hmm.
The need. Now, ultrasounds are being done.
Yes.
However, the need for a sonographer, it looks like that's still a need.
That is a need. We do have 2 amazing sonographers. They serve with us, and they are just incredible. We also have nurses that are trained to do ultrasounds. That's incredible. We want to make sure that we have sonographers and nurses so that we can do more ultrasounds, more so that she can see her baby.
Yeah.
Because some of our centers don't have a Monday through Friday medical service available. The one that has the Monday through Friday available medical is Albuquerque. But our surrounding area centers have it once a week,
yeah,
to two times every other
week. But if those week. Don't work for you at those other centers, of course, you can come into Albuquerque.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The doors are open, absolutely, and you're welcome to go there.
Yes.
And a couple of things, you know, when it comes to ultrasounds and just a reminder, over 80% of those considering an abortion that get an ultrasound and see their baby change their mind,
yes,
about
do.
Getting an abortion. It's, yes, a huge thing. And the advantage to a sonographer can actually do
all the way to 40 weeks.
Yeah, where a nurse, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Up to 20
weeks.
20 weeks. So that's still a need. And if, mm-hmm, maybe you weren't listening before when we were talking about it, you never know until you put it out there.
Yep.
Maybe someone listening that's of interest to you, go to carenetabq.org/employment. We got a couple minutes, and I could talk about some of the, there's other job opportunities. We could go into that. I do want to throw it back to you to make sure you're not leaving with something else you wanted to make sure to mention before you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, back to the Laugh for Life event. It is our last in-person event for this year, fundraising event. And some people always ask, is there a fee for it? Are we selling tickets? There is no ticket or entry fee for it this year. But because it is a fundraiser, we, yeah, do have several amazing, and when I say amazing, I'm not just inflating it. We really do have amazing prizes this year. All of the prizes are valued over $500 and up. And we encourage you to bring your pocketbook so you can, yeah, purchase raffle tickets.
I love that. You're being transparent about,
yeah,
you're, it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. So, yeah. And there's, yeah, a need. I mean, our medical mobile unit, just to keep it running every single year, is $45,000.
Okay. All right. Maybe someone can stroke a check for $45,000. You never know.
Yes.
Hey, that Laugh for Life we mentioned is November 7th. It starts at 5:30. It is at Legacy East Campus. That is Wyoming, just north of Montgomery. And you'll find the details at carenetabq.com, and then click on Partner With Us. Scroll down. You'll find the Laugh for Life information. Ladies, we're out of time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Will you come back next month?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Let's spend some more time next month.
There you go.
All right. We'll get to more coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.